The following is a Q&A that was distributed to all Gibson's candidates. Candidate name: Christy Thompson, age 50-something, occupation: S. Managing Director of Thompson Artist Management. Artist Manager, Creative Director. Which position are you running for? Counselor if not incumbent. List: Related Municipal Committee, Civic Group Experience. BC Civil Liberties Association Member. Live in Gibson's? For how long? Since 2003. What are your priorities if elected? To be a positive voice working for the community and bridging polarities to achieve the town's objectives. Bringing voices together on priorities: housing, tourism, small business, emissions reduction strategies, BC ferries, transportation. Should Gibson's facilitate creation of more affordable housing? How? The data is in, along with a strong community voice on this issue. Updates to the official community plan, so we can be building on strategies to include affordable housing strategies. Review density zoning and alternative housing options. What should council be doing to protect the town's water supply? Maintain the stewardship and that of the stakeholders operating within the Sunshine Coast's aquifer watershed. Access funding via the Watershed Security Strategy and Fund, developed by the province in 2022. Should Gibson's prepare for climate change? If so, how? Climate adaptation planning is immediate as the impacts continue to get more severe. Adaption planning is necessary to reduce the harm caused by climate changes, but it's not the solution. We must continue focused efforts on lowering climate-changing emissions. How can council mitigate the many upward pressures on property taxes? Look at alternate funding reserves as well as access government grants. Government of Canada is investing $3.917 billion in BC in five key areas, including transit, green and recreational infrastructure. How would you balance pushback on development with need for housing? Revisit the bylaw restrictions around the creation of secondary suites in existing properties. Reduce the financial barriers to second suite development for homeowners and permit processing, and create tax incentives for long-term rentals. What do you wish we'd asked you? As we address the priorities in housing and affordability within our community, let's also keep up the conversation as it relates to the arts and recreation.